Dan Dare, The Voyage to Venus, dramatized for radio by Richard Curtie and Bev Doyle.
Ease off, Dare. Ease off.
I thought you wanted Kingfisher tested.
Not destroyed. You're sitting in £5 billion of taxpayers' money.
Never quite sure how many zeros that is.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Ease off. That's an order.
The only way to find a breaking point is to nudge right up to it.
Dare, land the plane.
Like that.
Immediately.
With pleasure, Mom. Now that we know for sure those billions were well spent.
What do you think, Colonel Dare?
She's a beauty.
I knew you'd like her.
Could fly her all day.
Let's hope the top brass let you near her again, sir.
I'm not testing it for them. Engineers need real-world data, and now you've got it.
We certainly have, sir. I think this will be for you.
I don't know. Tread on your port wing tire looks a bit worn.
If there isn't a law against flying like that, there bloody well should be, sir.
I'll take that as a compliment.
Thought you would.
Do I know you, Lieutenant?
Just get in the car, please, sir.
Thanks for the offer, but I've got a post-flight debrief to attend.
Change of plan. You've been summoned to Interplanet Space Fleet in London.
The ISF?
Now, sir.
What's this about, Lieutenant? Has someone made an official complaint? Are you always this chatty?
Still an inquisitive bugger, I see.
So we have met.
Not for about 20 years. You may be bigger, but you haven't really grown up that much.
Did you know my father?
Feeling a bit tired right now. Long drive ahead. I'd rather not talk, sir.
Come.
I brought Dare, Sir Hubert.
Oh, thank you, Digby.
Sir.
Come in, Colonel. Come and sit down. Tea?
I'd rather have an explanation, sir.
How did I know you were going to say that? I've been going through your files. Every year without fail, you apply for transfer into the ISF, even though it's been scrapped for 10 years.
It won't be scrapped forever.
And you can be sure of that how, exactly?
Well, these very smart offices are still open. And you're still in charge.
Doesn't mean we're jetting off to other planets.
We need to be out there. We must be.
Intriguing how every application you make is on the same date. The anniversary of the Orion Orbiter disaster.
Your point being, sir?
Your father was a great test pilot.
So why didn't you tell that to the inquiry?
They'd already made up their minds. The space program was going to be cancelled. Money had a lot to do with it. Dropping a spaceship on Birmingham just brought matters to a head.
They made my father a scapegoat.
You want to be careful who you accuse of what.
He's an easy target. A man on a life support machine can't defend himself.
There was some evidence of pilot error.
I didn't come here to rake up the past.
You didn't come here at all. You were brought here by me. Now, if you really want to clear your father's name, I suggest you sit down and accept this mission.
What mission?
How big a risk are you prepared to take to get back into space, Colonel Dare?
Risk is my job.
We'll be right back.
You can take the blindfold off now, Colonel Dow.
I don't know why you're bothered, sir. I'd have been interested to see New Duxford from the air.
How did you...
11 minutes north-northeast of London at 350 miles per hour. What else could it be?
Well, needless to say, official secrets and all that, take your firstborn, etc.
Understood, sir. So much for money being tight.
And this is just one shift. But trust me, we need every last man. They've got a lot to figure out.
Couldn't you just pick the space program up where you left off?
Funny you should mention that. Fact is, we didn't actually leave off.
What?
Shall we? 7 years ago, a strange vessel crashed near the military base in Lancashire. At first, we thought it was a spy plane. But when we got inside, it was packed with technology we simply couldn't understand.
The Chinese?
Way beyond them. Way beyond anything human.
You're telling me aliens landed? In Lancashire?
There were no living creatures on board, but the technology promised wonders. Couldn't just ignore it. So the space program was restarted. Off the record.
Right. Money can always be found when governments want it.
If only it was that simple. The fact is, the Whitecoats have unraveled all sorts. Plasma drives, nanobots, self-healing alloys, superbiotic drugs prove very tempting to industry.
Space exploration shouldn't be exploited for greed.
Surely you mean prosperity?
Ah, there you are. Professor Jocelyn Peabody, Colonel Dan Dare. I believe it's customary to shake hands. Or not.
Everything has to pay its way. But then I wouldn't expect a flyboy like you to understand. Too much time with your head in the clouds.
I'd rather have my head in the clouds than stuck down a test tube.
As a matter of fact, Peabody isn't just a scientist. She's research director for the Eagle Corporation. They're actually paying for all this.
Which technically makes me your boss.
You privatized the space program.
Peabody's hardly an accountant. Probably knows more about aerodynamics than you do.
There's more to flying than aerodynamics.
Especially when you're flying to Venus.
Venus?
Sorry, I forgot to mention.
These markings, we found them engraved on some of the hull fragments.
Not like any language I've ever seen.
They're pictographs. NASA used something similar on the Pioneer probes 70 years ago. So far, we've established they're a message from a creature called Sondar on Venus.
Your translation must be wrong. Venus is too hostile for life.
On the surface, it's all hot and toxic. Even worse than the Eagle boardroom.
You want to try Whitehall?
But in the cloud belt that surrounds the planet, there are more possibilities. That's where we're going.
In a nutshell, your mission is to put Peabody's head in the clouds of Venus, so to speak. Moving on.
With the launch date approaching, we need to ease the space program out of the shadows, which is where you come in, Colonel Dare.
Handsome young pilot to capture the public imagination and all that.
We don't want to miss a trick.
So I'm just a marketing gimmick?
No. You're the brave commander who'll make first contact with an alien species.
A bold step into the future.
Remarkable moment in human history.
Which is why we need someone who's easy on the eye.
Easy on the eye? That's why I'm here.
No, we all admire your flying skills.
Goes without saying, naturally.
But there's a bigger picture to think about as well.
So, what do you say, Dare?
10 applications on your desk, and you still have to ask.
Excuse me, sir.
It's okay.
Wards are the other way.
I know where I'm going.
That's high dependency only.
Dad, how have you been? I brought some fresh flowers. There's going to be someone else coming in for a while. I'll be going away. It's not been officially announced, but I can tell you, they've finally given me a chance to go back into space. I'm commanding a mission to Venus. And when I return and have proved what the Dares are really made of, they'll have to listen to me. Finally, we'll clear your name. Here, I made you another recording. The latest installment, based on a true story. Ready?
Let's go straight over to Kingfisher. the latest ramjet prototype, where brave test pilot Dan Dare is putting the beast through its paces. Much to the horror of the flight controls.
Ease off, Dan. Ease off.
But our intrepid hero is undaunted.
I thought you wanted Kingfisher tested.
Not destroyed.
Didn't anyone tell you? Mobiles have to be turned off in here.
Lieutenant Digby, are you stalking me?
You're not the only one who remembers. Matter of fact, I visit William every month. Oh, so you already brought flowers.
So he doesn't need yours.
Steady with the attitude.
He doesn't want anything from military brass, except an apology.
Well, that's way above my rank.
Yes. They all hid behind rank when they chewed him up and spat him out.
It was more complicated than that.
Well, right now we're busy. So whatever you want, it'll have to wait.
I'm afraid it can't. Training for the Venus mission's been brought forward. We start this afternoon.
We? Don't tell me you're coming as well.
And the problem is?
This is about first contact, not invasion.
Correct.
But you're more boots on the ground than one small step.
With all due respect, sir, you have no idea what I am.
Maybe that's what worries me.
Why don't I just take you to your new ship? Car's outside. There she is, Anastasia.
That is quite a piece of kit.
But unproved, which makes a high risk, like her commander.
Risk is the whole point of being a test pilot. You're always the first one in.
Glad to hear it. Launch is in 3 months.
So, when do I get to pick the rest of my crew?
You don't.
What?
It's just you, me, and Peabody.
So I'm commander of a ship where everyone thinks they're in charge?
Can't speak for Peabody.
What exactly is your role on this mission?
Crew security and weaponry.
But there's no need for weapons.
There's always a need for weapons.
This is a peaceful mission.
Prepare for the worst and you won't be disappointed. That's my motto, and I've been in most of the wars going this last 20 years.
I can see this is going to be a cheerful trip.
Suicide missions rarely are, sir.
I wouldn't know. Always make a landing you can walk away from. That's my motto.
Recording now.
Good morning, Earth. This is Colonel Dan Dare aboard the Anastasia, filing my last vlog before touchdown. Well, what can I say? This ship is a miracle of engineering. The plasma drives chewed up 45 million miles without a hiccup. The hull's self-repairing alloys breeze through the meteorite cloud.
No, Colonel Dare.
I'm in the middle of recording here.
Can't mention the hull.
What?
Commercially sensitive. Those alloys are controlled by the Eagle Corporation now.
I thought this mission was supposed to be one big advert for you.
Which is why timing is everything. Keep the vlog vague, but enthusiastic.
Presumably the Venusians will share in all your profits.
Seriously?
Well, it is their technology.
Sadly, aliens don't have bank accounts.
Convenient.
Pragmatic is the word you're looking for.
Not even close.
Just remember, no money, no space exploration.
Anastasia, this is Mission Control. Be advised, rendezvous with Venus in 10 minutes.
Roger that, Control. Commencing final diagnostic checks.
Not going to finish your vlog?
I'll do it from Venus. Won't have to be so vague. Unless, of course, Eagle Corporation owns the planet as well.
Early days.
I assume you're working on weapons applications for the alien tech. Only Digby's being pretty tight-lipped about the onboard firepower. Don't suppose you'd know anything about that. Eloquently put.
Right, the ship's done all the hard work. Now it's your turn. Ever flown in a super dense cloud before?
I guess it'll be like flying underwater.
Guessing's not very reassuring.
Are you positive those are the right coordinates?
I triple-checked them myself.
Only, there's nothing down there but clouds. And more clouds.
Over there! Look!
I must be hallucinating. Is that a city? Floating in the clouds?
What are you doing?
Taking us to civilization.
Our mission is to land at the coordinates.
But there's nothing there.
Sondar's instructions were very clear.
Maybe you mistranslated.
We've got no reason to doubt his coordinates.
What if Sondar made a mistake?
Everything he's given us has checked out.
But we have a visual.
on a huge flying city.
Peabody's right, Colonel. We don't know what the setup is. That could be a city of hostiles.
Let's just stick to the mission plan, yes?
Okay. But you better hold tight. It's going to get pretty bumpy in these clouds.
Can't see a bloody thing out there.
Head for the coordinates.
How deep is this cloud belt?
Goes right down to the surface.
Don't say I didn't give you options.
Starboard window. Seems to be some kind of floating platform.
Doesn't look big enough to land on.
A little more faith would be nice, Peabody. Down and stable.
Nicely done, Colonel.
A safe landing is included in the ticket price.
It's incredible. We are the first humans on Venus.
Mission Control, this is Anastasia. We made it. We're down safely. Mission Control, do you read?
Try a different frequency.
Diagnostics indicate there's RF interference in the atmosphere.
We'll try again in a few minutes.
I don't think it's going to change. It's not naturally occurring. Too regular.
So it's some kind of jamming signal.
Someone really doesn't want us to communicate with Earth.
Still have faith in Sondar?
And where the hell is he? It's deserted out there.
We're on our own either way. There's not much Mission Control could have done at this distance.
Let's open the hatch. Take a closer look.
Could be a supply platform.
I'm going down.
Nobody's going anywhere till the cloud rovers are armed.
Come on, Digby, it's just an empty platform.
We're not Boy Scouts on summer camp.
Where's your sense of adventure?
It vanished with our radio comms.
Don't worry, I'll just do a quick recce while you prep the rovers. Who knows? Sondar may have left us a note. Does this count as footprints in the dust of Venus?
It's as close as you're going to get.
Peabody, get some good shots of me. I'll need them for the vlog.
Any message from Sondar down there?
Not that I can see. But this platform's a nice bit of kit. There's thousands of tiny pipes threaded through it.
Maybe some kind of power generator.
So there's a massive city just over the horizon, and Sondar brings us to a big battery?
Have to admit, it's not the warmest of welcomes.
Back inside! In! Seal all the hatches! How many are out there?
At least a dozen.
This is why we follow protocol!
For God's sake, just shoot back!
Unauthorized
presence on the main. What the hell did they hit us with? Every muscle in my body ached.
Just be grateful that didn't go out on live TV.
Well, Peabody, looks like your friend Sondar led us into a trap after all.
It doesn't make sense. He gives us the tech to come all this way, then ambushes us?
News just in.
Manacles. Very old school.
I can just about see through the window.
Don't tell me. Clouds.
They're taking us to the city. It's massive. There's got to be 50 airships holding it up.
Can you see any creatures?
Still too far away. But whoever they are, they're smart. That is quite a construction.
Sit down!
I think the one in charge is a female.
How can you possibly tell?
Her shade of green is lighter.
Which tells us precisely nothing.
I wouldn't be so sure. Why not try a bit of female bonding?
Oh, maybe we could swap some makeup tips.
Peabody.
think I can have a go at some of those sounds. The accent might be a bit off.
Do not even attempt the Treen language. Humans do not have the jaw for it.
You speak English?
We have been observing Earth for 200 years. Even our young mock human speak. They find it engagingly crude.
Bloody cheek.
Not so crude we couldn't make it across 45 million miles of space.
You cannot conceive the caliber of intellect you are about to meet in the mind of our supreme leader. Then you will know how deluded you are. You will see.
That's got to be a good sign. Going straight to the top.
Or a very bad sign.
What can you see now?
Skyscrapers, monorails, waterfalls, and the whole city sealed under some kind of dome.
What about the square for public executions? Any sign of that?
Digby, is the glass always half empty for you?
I come from Lancashire. Only posh people have glasses there.
If it's domed, the Treen can't breathe the Venusian atmosphere, which means they're not indigenous either.
So where the hell did they come from?
What matters is they've been here a lot longer than us, so show them some respect.
Why are you looking at me?
Because I know you, sir.
Up, up! Move!
There's thousands of them.
At least they don't look too angry.
How would you know? We might be lunch.
You don't normally talk to your lunch first.
Just like that. They're all going.
They're either very obedient or very frightened.
That is how to run a city. So unlike the chaos of your human societies. Move! Kneel.
I'd rather stand if it's all the same to you.
Oh, everyone kneels before the Mikon.
Just do as she says and don't be such a pillock.
They're watching every corner of the city from here. And not just Venus. Look, they're picking up TV signals from Earth.
What's the point in having thousands of feeds coming back to one empty room? It's just chaotic, like Babel.
Only chaotic if you have a small brain.
What the hell is this?
Respect.
Mine can process 5,000 feeds simultaneously. Even more when awake.
I assume from the hovering throne that you're the Mikon.
The trivial-minded might think it was done for theatrical effect. In truth, I have long since dispensed with the need for limbs. Only my brain matters now. This device is the most efficient solution.
I bet it does a good barrel roll. Wouldn't mind giving it a try.
That would be most inconvenient. Most disrespectful.
Very disrespectful.
Mikon?
The title is Supreme Leader.
Supreme Leader. What better way to celebrate first contact between two intelligent species than by a mutual exchange of knowledge?
Indeed. Yet I only count one intelligent species in the room.
You shouldn't be too hard on yourself.
How many more times?
Your puerile behavior proves my point. I did not bring you here to ask, but to tell.
We're eager to learn, Supreme Leader.
You may be, yet as a species, humans worship ignorance.
He really has been watching too much television.
Up! Move!
Quite a view from up here.
Of course. I designed the tower myself, while mulling plans for an even greater structure.
This one's plenty high enough for me.
Not when the city is so prosperous. 20 million today, 25 million in 3 orbits' time. Mikonta is a triumph of reason and science.
We've got big cities on Earth.
Not like this. Look closely and try to leverage what little reason you have.
All seems pretty orderly.
Not pretty. Perfect. Everything is in perfect order. And you? What do you see?
I don't see any waste.
Ha! An amusing answer, if trivial. Waste is irrational, and therefore disposable.
Very good.
And you, the flippant one, what do you see?
When I was a kid, my father had a model train set in the attic. It was amazing. Everything worked so perfectly. All the little people were smiling, even the model cows. Only trouble was, no one was really alive. That's what your world looks like to me.
A clumsy metaphor. Saturated with nauseous human failing of sentimentality.
Maybe you could do with a bit of that failing.
What you will never see on the streets of my city is poverty, or hunger, or crime. Because the sick are healed, the young are educated, and everything is planned by me. This is what happens when logic rules.
And when you make a mistake?
That does not happen.
Which is what they usually say just before it all goes wrong.
There are no exceptions. This is the greatest city in the solar system. The proof is stretched out before you. Millions of contented clean.
Have they ever asked for freedom?
Freedom is vastly overrated. People do as I instruct because they know I'm always right. To dissent is to be mentally aberrant.
You're seriously telling me? When the Treen see all the freedom on Earth, they don't want to at least try it.
They would find the chaos that accompanies your freedom too disturbing. Which is why I only put on the Ethercast what is good for them to see.
So it's all censored?
Certainly seems to work. Might come here to retire. I could handle peace and quiet.
Because you don't have to.
Keep it calm, sir.
I didn't come 45 million miles to touch my forelock to a dictator. If we tolerate him here, next thing we know, he'll be invading Earth.
Such a tired cliché. Why would I want to touch your failed planet?
Strategic advantage?
I have perfection here. There is no benefit to an alien invasion.
But what if the aliens are us? Humans? Every corporation wants to neutralize its competition.
Sounds like an invitation to invade.
Or a negotiating tactic.
To what end?
A merger, rather than a takeover.
The female is the only one who shows any promise. Your mind is not without some appeal, which I find strangely stimulating.
Afraid you're too late. She's already got a boyfriend, Sondar.
Sondar is an irrelevance.
News just in. He's the one who sent all the technology to get us here.
That was my technology. My innovation. He stole it from me.
And he sent it with a message of freedom, not obedience.
Sondar and his followers are dangerous extremists, bent on undermining the peace and stability I have created.
Seems to me all he wants is a bit of freedom.
And do you know why? As an infant, he was poisoned by a radiation leak. It twisted his mind. His lust for freedom is nothing but a sickness.
Please, Supreme Leader, we meant no disrespect.
You will hand over all information you have about Sondar.
We don't know anything more about him. That's the truth, I swear.
Then I have no further use for you. Put them into storage.
Why don't I just kill them, Supreme Leader?
Because that is what a lesser mind would do. More humans will inevitably follow. Their sentimentality will make these specimens useful as hostages. Plenty of time to kill them later.
Feels like we're imprisoned in a giant Christmas bauble.
Make a nice picture for your next vlog. Oh no, there won't be one, cause we'll all be dead.
I never had you down as an appeaser, Digby.
If you just minded your tongue for once, we wouldn't be prisoners at all.
We don't tolerate dictators on Earth. We shouldn't tolerate them here.
So what if the Treen aren't free?
All creatures should be free.
You heard the Mekon. They think freedom is an illness. How can they miss what they've never had? At least the Treen have got peace. If we cause trouble, we'll just kick up a load of bloodshed and chaos. I've seen it happen time and again on Earth.
It's called fighting for justice.
You're just like your father. He always refused to see the bigger picture.
He had principles.
He made enemies. The simple fact is, unless we befriend the Mekon, we'll never get out of this bauble.
Some people you don't want as friends.
Don't get all high and mighty. He's a pragmatist. As am I. Corporate profit is the only reason we even came to Venus.
Maybe some things shouldn't be for sale.
I don't make the rules.
But you're happy to follow them?
No money, no space exploration. That's just the way it is, the way the world works.
Well, for a perfect society, they've got an awful lot of mental aberrance. There must be 50 capsules hanging under the city. Very elaborate for a prison.
Anyone who breaks out will plummet to their death. No hope of ever escaping from this.
There's always hope.
Don't start with that glass half full stuff.
The Mekon has given us exactly what we wanted.
How the hell do you figure that?
Now we know the politics of the Treen. We know who Sondar is. And we know that the tech he sent to Earth wasn't a gift, but a plea for help.
And a test. If the Treen have been monitoring Earth for 200 years, there's only one reason not to send the information in English. Sondar wants an ally who has brains as well as brawn.
Either way, there's bugger all we can do about it stuck in here.
I'm working on that.
Doesn't sound good.
They're winching up all the capsules.
Maybe it's feeding time?
Whatever they're doing, now's our chance to escape.
Without weapons?
They'll be expecting obedient prisoners, yes? That's all the Treen know, obedience. I don't think the Mekon will have bargained on quite how troublesome humans can be.
What the hell's in that tanker?
Whatever it is, they're going to pump it into the capsules.
Disgusting!
Are they going to drown us?
Look! The other prisoners are lying down in it.
What's wrong with them?
Oh my God! It is feeding time! Osmotic feeding!
Meaning?
The Treen feed through their skin!
Help! Over here!
Should have known we can't feed like this.
News just in. They don't cater for special needs in prison. It's like in a lumpet. If the Mekon wants us alive, they'll have to let us out. Over here! We're drowning! The food! It's choking us!
The second it's open, we rush the guards.
All of them?
If we can get to the tanker, we stand a chance.
Eat your own slop!
Peabody, grab one of the weapons!
Here!
Let's see if you're green all the way through!
Digby, leave him! Just get to the tanker! This is ours now, sorry.
I'm not.
But you don't know how it works!
I'm a test pilot, I can drive anything.
Or destroy anything.
Well, I can certainly destroy their security. Now, if we can steal a plane, we can find our way back to the Anastasia.
There's got to be a map in here somewhere.
Looks like some kind of GPS. Yes, a plan of the city.
See if you can find a transport depot on it.
Mind?
Sorry. Traffic's a bit heavy.
Hang on a sec. If this is an official vehicle, there should be... There we go.
Couldn't you draw a bit more attention to us?
These Treen are so obedient, they'll stop for a siren without thinking.
Well, good call, Digby. Glad you came along.
I have my uses.
Yeah, except those guys can't hear the siren.
Which guys?
The ones in the attack planes.
Get us out of here, Peabody!
According to the map, we're going to be crossing over a tunnel soon.
Tunnel is good.
It's actually a rail tunnel.
What? Hold tight! But this is for trains!
Right now, it's the only tunnel we've got.
Should take us all the way.
way to the edge of the city.
Perfect. You're so bloody sure of yourself, aren't you?
Relax.
Cocky never ends well.
It hasn't let me down yet.
As I was saying...
50-50 odds, and we're speeding down the upline.
Reverse!
How far to the next station?
300 metres.
Hold tight. I'm going to backflip us onto the platform.
Oh, it's no use. Jump for it.
We're going too fast.
No choice. Jump.
I can't.
Do it.
Shall I start the procedure, Supreme Leader?
No. I want them to be conscious.
I'll administer the adrenaline.
Undo these! Undo them!
Little point struggling. Dissection tables are designed to hold the subject securely.
Dissection?
Let us go! You've no right.
You attack my city, then talk of rights? The irony. Why is it that humans cannot bear to see perfection? You see ice on a pond and feel compelled to stamp on it. You arrive in my perfect city and spread chaos, derail trains, kill innocent Treen.
Please, we meant no disrespect.
This goes far beyond disrespect. Even Sondlar, the terrorist, does not stoop so low. My city has never witnessed such destruction.
We just wanted to get back to our ship. We meant no harm.
What you meant is irrelevant. You have declared war on the Mekon.
You threw us into jail. You can't blame us for trying to escape.
Too late for excuses. Far too late.
Supreme Leader, will you at least permit us to help with the cost of reconstruction?
I want nothing from humans. Except, perhaps, to satisfy my curiosity as to what makes you so deeply flawed. This is why we execute by live dissection.
If your world is so perfect, how come there are any criminals at all?
The correct term is aberrance. Flawed units who don't understand the perfect logic of what I have created. There are always some feeble-minded malcontents who choose to turn away from reason. It is to try and eradicate these errors from future generations that we carve dissenters open, piece by piece, body and mind.
Shall I begin, Supreme Leader?
Do whatever you want with me, but release Peabody and Digby. Please. They were only following my orders.
Your heroics are amusing, but irrational.
It was my fault. Surely you understand that.
We need all three specimens. The first will be messy, but a good learning experience.
I thought you liked Peabody. You said she had promise.
That is an interesting point. Surgeon, I wonder if augmentation would be a more interesting approach.
I'll change the blades.
Please, stop this!
Leave her! Leave her alone!
Let us go, and you'll never see another human again, I swear.
Hold!
Incredibly, you have said something that might actually be of interest.
Supreme Leader, for hundreds of years we've lived as neighbors in the solar system. Why can't we just carry on as before?
The only reason we lived in peace was because you had no knowledge of our existence. Otherwise, you would have come and meddled, for sure.
But if you let us return to Earth, we can pretend that none of this ever happened.
Pretend is a weak plan. Unsustainable.
We'll file a report saying that the cloud flow was too hostile for life, that Venus is a barren planet.
Exactly. We'll make it clear that it's not worth any more effort or investment.
But we can only do that if we return.
Surgeon, what do you think? Can they be trusted?
Impossible to tell. From the outside, Supreme Leader.
I would so like to see inside a human brain.
It's vastly overrated. Trust me.
How can you speak with such authority? You don't even command the mission.
It's complicated. Let's just say I know someone who knows someone.
Interesting use of idiom to cloak the true meaning from your colleagues.
You can trust me on this.
But I hear nothing from you. The flippant one.
What happens to Sondar?
That is an internal matter which does not concern you.
Can we at least take him with us?
Forget Sondar.
We can't abandon him. He asked for our help.
And now he will die.
It's the only way.
Us dying won't save Sondar. It's just a waste.
I suppose we have little choice.
Finally. Youthful arrogance is tempered by reason. You will be transported to your ship. You will depart immediately. And let me make this perfectly clear. If ever a human comes within our orbit again, they will be executed on sight.
Am I really like that creature?
The Mekon? No. Wrong colour for a start.
I don't want to be a kindred spirit to a monster.
I think he just liked your logical mind.
What use is logic if it ends up as cruelty?
Don't beat yourself up. If he hadn't taken a shine to you, we'd all be in bits now.
Profit drives progress. Progress improves the world. Freedom, enterprise...
Peabody, you've nothing to feel guilty about.
No profit, no progress. That's how the world works.
Maybe it's how it should work, but I think you'll find things are a bit more buggered up.
Talking of which, who exactly is someone who knows someone?
Oh, that. You know me. Say anything to get out of a tight spot.
I think the Mekon would have seen through a crude bluff.
Maybe he's not as smart as he thinks.
Maybe. One thing's for sure. Whatever promise the Mekon made, he can't be trusted.
Dare. Let's just play it straight for once. We've made a deal, stick to it.
My guts are telling me this is a trap.
You're not testing a plane now. The choice is simple. We leave, or your precious guts will be spilled all over the Mekon's operating theatre.
Think it through. He knows how hungry humans are for Treen technology. He can't seriously believe we'll go and never come back.
Dare may have a point.
How exactly is letting us go free a trap?
The only way Treen security can be guaranteed is if human civilization is wiped out. The Mekons had a whole day to root around the Anastasia. Maybe he's booby-trapped it.
Bloody nonsense.
Sending us back to Earth might really be an act of war. A first strike. We have to search the ship.
No one knows the Anastasia better than me. Don't fire the engines up until I've checked every inch.
Out. Move. You will launch immediately.
Steady. The pre-flight checks are going to take a while.
The Mekon has ordered immediate departure. It must be.
How do I know your guards haven't been fiddling with the controls?
They were not authorized to touch your ship.
Everything's still got to be checked. One button in the wrong position and boom. Could ignite the whole atmosphere and wipe out your city.
The Mekon would not have given an order that would endanger the city.
Well, unlike the Mekon, humans sometimes get it wrong. So you better let us do our checks.
Then work fast. Initiate countdown.
100, 99, 98.
At zero, you will be gone, one way or another.
94, 93, 92.
Diagnostics all look fine.
Same here. Cockpit recorders are telling me no one's been on board since we left.
There must be something.
Can't see anything out of place.
Search again.
But the weight loading is unchanged.
How do we know they haven't overridden our instruments? This is their technology.
78, 77.
We're not taking off until we find the bomb, or whatever it is they've planted.
Then we're going to die right here, in 70 seconds.
There may be one chance left.
You better make it quick.
If we prove our loyalty to the Mekon, he might spare us.
And how do we do that?
We promise to help him destroy Sondar.
No.
Sondar's a terrorist.
According to the Mekon.
We stop a terrorist to save Earth. What's so bad about that?
We are not becoming the Mekon's executioners.
There is another option. We take off, but we never return to Earth. Whatever the Mekon's done to our ship will only kill us.
Cheerful.
But just trying to limit the downside.
We're not entries on a spreadsheet.
It's your call there.
Colonel, you need to make a decision. Bloody hell, fire!
What's going on out there?
Someone's attacking the tree.
Open the weapons cache. We'll have to fight our way out of this.
Fight who? Who do we attack?
Let's go with my enemy's enemy is my friend.
Knowing this planet, they're probably 10 times worse.
Take up positions by the hatches. Anyone tries to board Anastasia, shoot them.
Okay.
Okay.
Whoever they are, they've certainly got some firepower.
Is it over?
Only one way to find out. Who's there? Show yourself.
Put down your weapons. We mean you no harm.
If it's all the same to you, we'll keep hold of our weapons.
Spoken like a true rebel. I am Sondar.
Finally!
These are my train, fighting for freedom.
You came just in time. Things were getting tricky.
Just in time? You're a whole bloody day late.
Digby, manners.
Where was he when we first landed? That's what I want to know.
You had to see for yourself how bad the Mekon really is.
What? Hang on. So you let us get captured?
My spies were keeping watch over you.
Could have fooled me. The Mekon was going to kill us.
Had you been in real danger, we would have intervened.
He was about to dissect our brains.
Too crude a tactic for the Mekon. He was always going to keep you alive.
How can you be so sure?
When you have fought him for as long as I have...
Well, next time, let us in on the plan.
Bloody right.
I apologize if my tactics offend you. But now you understand why the Mekon must be deposed.
After the way you've played it, I trust you about as far as I can spit.
You want our help? First you help us. Show us where they've hidden the bomb on Anastasia.
I'm afraid it's not so simple. Their weapon is not the ship. It is you.
What?
When you were on the dissecting table, the Mekon injected you with a virus.
What does it do?
Attacks the water inside your own body, desiccating every cell. As you collapse into dust, it is inhaled and passed on.
That's incubating inside us? Right now?
Bugger.
How long have we got?
It will only activate once you return to Earth's atmosphere.
He's turned us into Trojan horses.
There must be an antidote.
Only the Mekon knows the exact strain of virus. Only he will have the antidote.
The conniving rat.
And you wanted to do a deal with him?
No one can deal with the Mekon. He needs no one and cares for no one. Everything exists only to serve him.
Well, servility was never my strong point.
And thank God for that.
I'm sorry, is that Digby speaking?
There's quite enough people taking orders in the world.
Didn't you want to court-martial me a few weeks ago?
That was then. Right now, if you want to go and whack the Mekon, I'm with you all the way. And I've got a hefty stash of weapons on board to help.
We have used weapons against the Mekon for years. It is futile.
Then we'll get reinforcements from Earth.
He will intercept them.
Is the glass always half empty for you?
Annoying, isn't it?
It is impossible to win an arms race against the Mekon. That is why we sent a message to you, hoping you would bring something uniquely human.
Something the Mekon doesn't know how to fight.
Correct.
Now you put it that way, I think I know the very thing.
Can you download audio files from the cockpit recorder onto my mobile?
Yes, but...
Good. Digby, come with me into the hold. I want to record you screaming.
Are you out of your flaming mind?
Peabody, as soon as you've done, I want your screams too.
We don't have time to play games.
If we can't outgun the Mekon, we have to outsmart him.
You can't outsmart an intelligence like his. It's impossible. He'll see every move coming.
Impossible isn't a word in my vocabulary.
Maybe it should be.
Look, the Mekon's power comes from his infallibility. So all we have to do is to show that he's made a mistake. Just one, but a big one. The aura of infallibility evaporates, and all that's left is a guy with an oversized head and a levitating chair. Ordinary Treen will panic, and that will give Sondar his chance.
Now you really are clutching at straws.
It's all that's left. Sondar, can you hack into the Mekon's communication systems?
The feeds to his surveillance room are encrypted.
What about the public transmitters, the ones Ordinary Treen get the ethercast on?
Perhaps. If we can seize a transmitter tower.
Put a team together. Digby, as soon as you scream for me, go with Sondar to help.
What the hell are we actually doing?
If you knew, you'd only tell me I was insane, so best not to ask. Peabody, I need to connect my mobile into Anastasia's computer hub.
Ah, this is bloody ridiculous.
Good, nice scream, Digby. Could we just try it again? Perhaps more fear than frustration this time?
You really are insane.
Stop here, or they will see us.
How tall is that transmitter mast?
This is nothing compared to the relay stations.
Hold up.
We go in, we kill.
Have you hit one of these before?
No.
So there's no reason for them to think it's a target?
Your point.
There's probably a couple of technicians in there just doing their jobs.
They could still raise the alarm.
Not if we lure them out.
In the depths of the cloud wilderness, what could lure anyone from a warm hut?
Honey trap. Works every time.
Meaning?
Have you got any attractive females in the troop?
Are you blind? It is obvious. Zila, step forward. Her mating potential is clear to see.
I'll take your word for it.
What does she do now?
Damsel in distress. Her cloud rover's broken down. She needs a nice, clever Treen to help her out. As soon as the techies leave the hut, we pounce on them.
Not very heroic.
But very effective. Now, get into position.
Good. And again, as if your life's in danger. Perfect. Now, take some of the weapons outside and let's blow a few things up. We need to record explosions.
Do you need to stop?
You just worry about yourself, Sunshine. I'm fine.
There's a Digby, over.
A bit busy right now.
Sounds chilly out there.
Walk in the park.
Let me know as soon as you've hacked into their system. I've got some audio files to upload.
This better be worth it.
I always fancied myself as a radio star. However this ends, it's one off the bucket list.
Please don't tell me I'm going to be disappointed, General.
The situation is a little unclear, Supreme Leader.
Not at all. It is clear to me the humans still have not launched.
The guards were under strict orders.
Then why am I not seeing vapor trails on my screens?
I don't know.
Is the wrong answer. And I have zero tolerance for wrong answers.
I'll take a transporter out there myself.
You should have done that first time, General. You, of all people, know you can never really trust those beneath you. Never.
Anastasia to Mission Control. On final descent into Earth's atmosphere, over.
What is that?
I don't know, Supreme Leader.
And where is it coming from?
It's jamming all frequencies.
Interplanet Space Fleet confirming final descent. Welcome back, Colonel Dare.
But this is impossible. The humans cannot be back in Earth's orbit.
Supreme Leader.
Not now. Leave!
Something's wrong with the ethercast, Supreme Leader. Strange transmissions are being relayed all over the city.
Open the shutters.
Mission Control. We have a problem. Over.
Go ahead, Anastasia.
It's the crew. Something's wrong.
Just focus on the landing, Colonel.
They're ill. Really sick.
You'll be down soon. Hang on, dear.
They're not going to make it.
The virus is working, Supreme Leader.
Read my lips. The humans have not left Venus.
Mission Control. The crew, they're disintegrating. Right in front of me.
But it must be true, Supreme Leader. It's being broadcast.
Don't be an imbecile.
The Ethercast never lies.
And I am never wrong.
Ah! My hands, they're crumbling. My hands.
Colonel, override the computer. We'll try to land you from here. Colonel Dare, do you read? Dare? You have to alter course.
Try. Impossible.
Pull up, pull up. You're on a collision course.
I can't move my hands. The pain.
Dear, give control to us before it's too late.
Did our attack on Earth just succeed?
You really are of more limited intelligence than I realized, General. The whole thing is a fabrication.
But why would the humans do that? Why would they broadcast their own destruction if it's not true? There is no tactical advantage. Why would they do that?
I don't know.
But, Supreme Leader, you always know.
I mean...
Missile launch protocol initiated. Seeking confirmation for retaliatory strike.
Strike confirmed.
Roger that. Target Venus.
Whatever's on that planet needs to be obliterated.
Confirmed. Deploying 1314 warheads. Target Venus.
Supreme Leader, the crowds are panicking.
Then take control. Order them to be peaceful. Nothing is wrong.
Interplanetary missile strike to commence in 10.
There is no
9.
Are you
8.
Sure?
You dare
7.
To doubt me.
But if the humans
6.
Are attacking...
Nothing
5.
Is happening.
4.
They're storming
3.
The palace.
Stop them.
2.
They're not listening anymore.
1.
Order them to be calm.
Launch.
Supreme Leader? They think you've started a war. Guards, seal the doors.
Why are they being so stupid? Only yesterday the humans were paraded through the city. Every child knows it is impossible to get to Earth so quickly.
They hear it on the Ethercast, Supreme Leader. They know it is never wrong.
Can they not think for themselves?
Why would they? You think for us, Supreme Leader.
Open the doors. I shall address them.
No. If they see you, they'll tear you to pieces.
But they worship me. I have given them everything.
Supreme Leader, we should escape.
No!
I have mobilized a crew.
I will not run from my own subjects.
We must get to the cruiser now, Supreme Leader. It is the only way we can survive. If we leave now, we can fight another day. If we stay...
Well, did it work?
Back of the net, sir. Back of the net! There goes his escape rocket.
Amazing what a cocky bluff can do.
You sure it wasn't too cocky?
Only if it hadn't worked.
After all these years, doesn't seem possible.
The smarter they are, the harder they fall.
How can I ever thank you?
By showing the Treen what freedom really means.
I will try my best.
You need to do more than try. We've given our lives for this.
Come on, Peabody, no need to be so gloomy.
You may not be interested in going back to Earth, but I don't want to spend the rest of my life roaming in space.
We're only infected with a fatal virus. I've had worse.
You are a Port Vale supporter, after all.
Anyway, there must be an antidote.
I'm not so sure.
It'll be somewhere in the city.
Why would there be a cure for a weapon of mass destruction?
Because it's the only way to control it.
And control is the Mekon's middle name.
Then we will search everywhere, I promise.
You see, Peabody? 20 million Treen on the case. We're gonna be fine.
The crew are asking where we are heading, Supreme Leader.
Somewhere not defiled by human cunning. Somewhere I can build an even greater city.
But how could anything be greater than Mekonta?
That was a trinket, a dress rehearsal.
I believe we can rebuild our forces and take the city back, Supreme Leader.
I have no interest in such trivia. I need to reach further, grip tighter. Live and let live is no longer an appropriate philosophy. Human corruption is spreading, so I must spread further. Only when I control the whole solar system will reason finally prevail. All the planets must fall into line. My line.
It will be an honor to serve you on that quest, Supreme Leader. An honor.
Yes, I think it will be.
Transition Anastasia's computers to launch configuration.
Check.
Start fuel cell thermal conditioning.
Started.
Close cabin vent valves.
Closed. Bit of luck, we should be home in time for the cup final.
Can't wait to get the comms back up.
I wouldn't mention any of this in your vlog, sir. Not just yet.
Not until you've cleared it with someone who knows someone, right?
You've got it.
So what am I supposed to talk about? People will want to know what Venus is like.
Just keep it vague, but enthusiastic.
Truthfully, did you know what we were going to encounter up here?
Don't be daft.
You're a terrible liar, Digby.
I'm not lying. It's just you're not asking the right question.
Would you give me a straight answer if I did?
Put it this way. Don't you think it's strange the arrival of alien technology on Earth was kept secret all those years? Why would they do that?
Perhaps they didn't want to cause alarm or spread fear.
Very touching, sir. I do like the way you always think the best of people.
My father always taught me, think the best, and people will live up to it.
Didn't exactly turn out well for him, though, did it?
All the more reason to make it work. Just in time. We're about set to go.
So, is the antidote stick or swallow?
Neither.
Well, how are we supposed to take it?
Someone already has.
We interrogated the Mekon's scientists. That virus was his personal project. We've searched everywhere. There's no trace. The Mekon has taken the antidote with him.
That's it? The best you can come up with? Silence?
Optimism isn't my strong point.
We've beaten the Mekon once. We can beat him again.
Do not underestimate him. You've made yourself the worst possible enemy.
The way I see it, there can be no peace for the solar system as long as the Mekon's at large. We have to hunt him down. Search every planet and asteroid until there's nowhere left for him to hide.
Looks like we're going to be needing a few weapons after all, sir.
Too right, Digby, too right. This is no longer a peaceful mission.
In Dan Dare, The Voyage to Venus, dramatized for radio by Richard Curtie and Bev Doyle, Dan Dare was Ed Stoppard, Digby, Jeff McGiven, and Professor Peabody, Hayder Reed. Sir Hubert was Michael Cochrane, Sondar, Bijan Danishmand, and the Mekon, Raad Rawi. Treen General was Amber Ager, Flight Engineer, David O'Mahony, Flight Control, Kelly Burke, and the onboard computer was Diane Weller. Other roles were played by members of the cast. Sound engineer was Wilfredo Acosta, sound design and post-production Alistair Locke, original music Imran Ahmad, series script editor Colin Brake, the executive producer was Simon Moorhead. Dan Dare, The Voyage to Venus was produced and directed by Andrew Mark Sewell and was a B7 production.